Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's hour two of the Chris and Amy show, and as we mentioned, there is a good local watering hole, which is coming to a close in about a little less than a week. And sadly, right next to Busch Stadium, we're about a couple of blocks away from Busch Stadium, and we know that some businesses have been struggling in the area, in particular because the Cardinals' foot traffic is down. The attendance is down, and therefore some of the businesses around the stadium have, been suffering a bit. One of them is the Honky Tonk, Game 6 Honky Tonk, which is just a couple of blocks away, so over in the area of the White Castle and the Broadway Oyster Bar. And we have with us the two owners of it, Ryan and Jeremy Binkley, owner of that, and the Garage, which is a music venue right next door. Guys, we appreciate you coming in. How you doing?
Howdy. How are you, Chris?
Jeremy says he's just here for looks. Yeah. So he's just going to sit back and listen. Yeah. But we appreciate you guys coming in.
You did make
the announcement over a week ago now. Mm-hmm. That you have decided to close the doors. So sure. What led to that decision?
There are a few factors. Mainly, I would say we've been around for 8 years. Amy's gone once, we think.
Yeah. I hit my head. I'm not thinking clearly.
Amy was there once.
Yes.
But over 8 years.
They said I'm not fun. That's why. Everyone in this room is like, Amy doesn't go to the honky tonk because she's not a good time.
Amy is not our clientele. Okay. She's not fun. But we have 8 years of, essentially data lived through experience. And over the last half a year, we just see fewer and fewer people. And our particular business model in the industry we're in, we do live country music 4 or 5 days a week, depending on kind of the time of year. And it's an expensive business model, to pay for entertainment. And so when you don't have consistency that we had seen in previous years, and actually we have to kind of go all the way back to pre-COVID. Five years ago, things changed quite a bit. And then you mentioned, Chris, the Cardinals. They clearly were 2.5 blocks from there. So they clearly have an impact on our business. And over the last 3 years, I think a slow burn, if nothing else, is the fewer people that come down, the fewer people that are interested season after season. For our particular model, when we first started out, it was a regional draw. The Cardinals are a regional draw, and we're small. We're from mid Missouri, around the Lake of the Ozarks, and so we're small town people. And we know that people all over 3 or 4 hour radius of St. Louis come to Cardinal games, and so that started to dry up when the Cardinals aren't drawing attendance. And then over time, you lose the foot traffic and. And that's how we expose ourselves to the market and constantly have people, oh, I like Amy. Oh, I love that place. I've been there once. I can't wait to go back. People do that, you know. And
Except for Amy.
Yeah. Ronge, you go. You make up for both of us.
Yes, I do make
you
up for both of
you. Go all the time. Yeah. He wears his honky-tonk hat like 50% of the time.
Yeah, as he should. Thank you.
So, yeah, so sorry that free advertising isn't working for you. It didn't. Didn't work.
Maybe that we did the opposite. People thought, what hat is he wearing?
That's basically it. It's recently we've just seen fewer and fewer people are coming down. And for our particular business model, it's not going to work anymore. And we recognize that if we can't do what we're doing consistently at the Honky Tonk, then we need to adjust. And we do have plans to adjust if that's something you're interested in.
One thing you did with live music was you didn't charge a cover for it, which is pretty unusual.
Yeah.
How much has that led to where it is now? Because, you know, a lot of people hate paying cover, even if there is live music, but it's pretty standard. If there's a band, you have to pay them to be there, and so the bars usually charge a cover for it.
Yeah. Our philosophy from the start was, and this was 8 years ago, we have made a lot of changes to our little corner of the world on South 4th Street. It has improved tremendously over the 8 years. But when we started and we looked at landscape, we said, coupled with my brother's experience in Nashville, where you don't pay a cover for anything, you can bounce around to different places. Our philosophy was, look, there are enough reasons why people don't want to come downtown. We're not going to have a cover charge be another thing to throw on top. And what we want is to get people in the door and give them the experience. And we know that if you come in the door, you'll get the experience that you probably didn't even expect. So that was our, and yeah, you could say, well, you could be making $5 every person, or, you know, pick a number, every person that walks in, but how many people are going to continue to walk in if they're paying $5 each time? And that's just another component of the business model that may or may not, you know, it's not a simple just addition.
You
know,
right.
There's some other factors that would weigh. You also, is every band the same? Do you charge for every band the same? Is this band better than the next band? You know, there's all those different factors. We basically said, no cover charge, come down and experience the Honky Tonk.
Now, when I first saw the news that the Honky Tonk would be like closing, Ron said, no, it's more complicated than that. Yeah. Like, you guys are adjusting. So what is happening, and how can people still visit?
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity to explain. So as Chris, you mentioned, we also operate an event space and music venue next door called The Garage. It's on South 4th Street as well. We are lucky that we have an opportunity to adjust our business. Basically, if we're saying we see the most business when there are things going on downtown. So if you see a concert, or if you're coming to a concert downtown, or certain sporting events, events in general, Mardi Gras, you know, opening days, St. Patrick's Day, there are certain things that always draw. PBR recently, some of these things at Dome at America Center will draw people to us. So what we saw was that's when people are showing up. And our business model is, you know, if we say there are 8 Friday and Saturdays over the course of a month, but only 2 or 3 of those is when people are showing up, we are adjusting our model to be able to utilize our event space, The Garage, to do a Honky Tonk Night series and to be able to select certain dates on the calendar that align with events that are going on downtown and adjust to that. It allows us to, you know, lower our cost and still provide the experience that people have responded to.
So your business, the Game 6 Honky Tonk Garage, is in the general area where that redevelopment is expected to happen, where that massive fire was a couple of weeks ago, and that is that Gateway South area.
Correct.
And I know that there have been, you know, water issues and all sorts of things. How has the city been? Because we have heard from some business leaders in the city that they can be difficult to deal with. Has the city been tough to deal with? Has it gotten easier? Is it the same? How has that been over the last several years?
We don't deal with the city.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's good or bad. That we don't deal with the city. You know, we don't have any ongoing, you know, conversations or issues at all. I guess we kind of determined, like, are we talking about streets? Are we talking about lights? Are we talking about police? are we talking about when we ask for things? Does the city respond? First of all, we don't ask for much. And the area has improved. So I think if the city's operating the way they should, they shouldn't have to go out and say, here's all the stuff we're doing. You should be able to see it. You should feel it. And we do. There are some street improvements that have been made and that are been made on South Broadway or on Broadway, and that are turning around and coming up 4th Street starting in 2026. Bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
Bike lane.
She doesn't do bikes. she would fall.
I'm swinging a miss.
Because they're also like making Tucker smaller. Yeah, so it doesn't need to be an 8-lane highway. Yeah. They're making it more pedestrian friendly.
Yeah. And so that's coming to South 4th Street. I mean, from a city standpoint, there are plenty of things in place. There are plenty of things that I would say are improving, but it's just not an ongoing, like, we don't have an ongoing conversation. We do our business
the services you need are there.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
Because we have this conversation a lot from city.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
County, we even had a texter talk about location. Like, is that something that you guys ever thought about, you know, when you're looking at the foot traffic? Like, well, do we move to a different location within the city? Do we move to a different location in the county? Was that ever something that you thought about?
Sure.
I think we always think about that kind of thing. We're more familiar with the city because we live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, that was kind of the idea behind it. Because we drew a lot of people from the Illinois side as well, mm-hmm. not just the Missouri side. And so we love the location. We love the city, but it makes more sense business-wise, because your clientele that would come here more frequently do live west or south or, you know, like outside of the actual city. So moving forward, I mean, I think you leave every door open that you can, you know, any opportunity worth a conversation type of deal. But I love the city, and I think the city is improving, kind of to what he was saying, with the major things that you see is where we're at is not all the sidewalks are really maintained, you know, and by that is like they're either crumbling sidewalks that just because nobody's walking them besides us, then why would they fix it type of deal? Or the trash piles up and the, you know, and all those little concrete, the things that's right outside the door. Yeah.
So
little things like that that you don't think about, you just get used to. But if you were to walk around as somebody that didn't come down to the city very often and the first thing you see is a pile of trash at the crosswalk, you're going to be like, well, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Couple that with a bunch of buildings that are falling over, you know, and it's like, okay, I can see the image, or I can see how people have that perception of the city is in shambles, so to speak. But I think it comes down to taxes, right? It comes down to the whole city-county thing, and that's I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Well, yeah,
that's out of my wheelhouse.
So, guys, we appreciate you coming in. And is there, so right now, you know, Game 6 Honky Tonk is closing in the way it has been open. Are you leaving open the possibility down the road that it will go back to a full-time sort of situation?
Yeah, you never know. I think there are a few things that would need to change. And number one is we'd have to see more people down there.
Right.
And you know, plain and simple. Any business is going to survive or not survive based on the number of people that are purchasing your services, right? So we would need to see that. There's a development. There's some things out there. I mean, who knows? The Cardinals could make a few changes. That actually, as crazy as it may sound, is probably the most immediate change that could make a difference. Because you never know. You have a few players or things just happen. Down season, good luck with injuries. Now all of a sudden people are like, you know what? This is the irony. Downtown's not so bad anymore.
That's right.
Because I like going to these games again because they're fun. That could actually change, but you know, I think we're taking a step back. Like I said, we have a Honky Tonk Night series that we can adjust to for now and really assess, if the development happens, if the Cardinals get better, if the economy improves, if the city, you know, some of these changes we're talking about, those all could lead to, maybe there's a door open or maybe there's an opportunity somewhere else. You know, you never know.
Well, wish you both the best of luck, and the place is great, so hopefully something does change in the future. Thank you for coming down and talking to us about it.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Amy.
That is Ryan and Jeremy Binkley, brothers who are owners of Game 6 Honky Tonk and The Garage right downtown near Broadway Oyster Bar, near that White Castle right on South 4th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.